League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I mean, I don't think we have to say it, but obviously we feel terrible for the class of 2020. They're going to miss out on graduation. They're going to miss out on prom. It stinks.
Senior skip day. Everything that's cool, man.
Well, I didn't do senior skip day. I'm a rule follower.
Yeah, you're so good. You're so well-behaved until you got to college. Anyways, it sucks. There's no better way to say it.
Yeah, Tana and Raven. But it got us thinking, like, I would never want to get rid of my senior year of high school because that was the year that you were finishing up and there was an excitement to it. But there's certainly some years that when you look back on during your education, you're like, you know what, if I could have skipped that year, it would have been a good one to skip.
I would definitely skip fourth grade. Fourth grade was just really rough on me. I had a real hard time grabbing the work. And so I was acting out because I didn't have a lot of friends in that town where I lived at that time. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have a good school experience. And so I think that I was the reason that in-school suspension got invented.
Oh, you think you're the inventor of in-school suspension?
Yeah, and that's a terrible feeling to have now as a grown adult. You know, like, I can laugh and make jokes about it, but, you know, thinking about it, like, it was kind of a sad existence
right,
at the time.
Because think about it. You think that
there
parents...
There was nobody else in there.
And all the parents talked very negatively about you. You know that,
right.
Like, when there's, like...
I was the one.
The bad kid, the quote-unquote bad kid, the
whether
one that
or not
you whisper
I'm getting
about.
A party invitation or whatever, right. All that type of stuff. And it's hurtful.
Oh, you weren't invited to the parties.
And there was nobody else in school suspension then, because I don't think they had invented it. If they had a closet, they would have just locked me in it.
Why were you... like?
Frankly, I should sue that school. I should go back and sue them I'm not sure I'm going to make it through this conversation.
So upset about it.
And then eighth grade wasn't good for me either, but that was really more me. Like, I was just, I don't know, I was brooding and just, I don't
that
know.
That awkward phase.
Reading a lot of Edgar Allan Poe and really just really, I don't know.
I think
a little depressed.
The hormones.
It's funny, now that I'm grown, like, I know that I was depressed and I just didn't know it.
I knew it. I definitely knew it. So we asked on our Facebook page, and an overwhelming amount of people said between either 6th and 8th grade or their sophomore year of high school. And I truly believe that those are the years where, like, your body's going through so much.
Yeah, it's awkward, man.
Yeah.
And you're torn, you're running in a million different directions.
Yeah.
And no, those are difficult years.
But there's certain reasons. Like, for me, my sophomore year was the worst because all my friends started getting freedom.
Yep.
I still didn't have my license.
A car, right.
Yeah, I wasn't... You know, at that point, you could still drive the second you turn 16.
Right.
So I didn't have my license.
And everybody would
go
get
anywhere.
Their license then.
And then
they don't.
I'm the oldest. So my brother and my sister, who are so much younger than me, had, like, a lot of my parents' attention. So, like, they would forget to pick me up from cheerleading practice. And I was just sitting outside waiting, you know. And there's no cell phones back then.
Right.
All right, the office is
and
closed.
And you're just walking in the dark. And
waiting.
Then they're mad at you when you get home from being late.
And I wasn't allowed to sleep over anywhere because I had a strict Italian family. So, like, I was never allowed to be at sleepover. So all my friends were having slumber parties, and, like, I could never sleep out.
Right, right.
You know? And I would have to clean my room if I wanted to go to the movies. And not just
room,
my brother's room, my sister's room, the kitchen.
Yeah, that's wrong, man.
Right.
That's tough.
1-800-330-9999. What was the year of school that if you could skip, it wouldn't have been so bad? It stinks. Class of 2020, there's no way around it. It stinks that you're not getting all the things you should deserve, your graduation, your prom, all of that. Tana and Raven. But looking back on it, if I could have skipped a year of school, there's probably a few years I wouldn't have mind skipping. Senior year, though, definitely not one of them.
Yeah, it's true. Not every year is great. Fourth grade, eighth grade, I'd get rid of both of them. Mm-hmm. Senior year, not on your life, people.
Yeah. I didn't love high school altogether, but my sophomore year of high school, I have to say, was probably my least favorite because my parents were so strict. I had like real hard, like old school Italian parents.
Right.
I wasn't allowed to go anywhere. I wasn't allowed to do anything.
No license.
No sleepovers.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
You know?
Everything cool that you did, you had to sneak out.
Right. It's really hard when your dad is standing outside your door.
And he knows everybody.
Oh, man. So we asked on our Facebook page, if you could skip a year, what year would it be? Janet wrote, kindergarten. I was a total tomboy and was always in trouble for playing in the sandbox instead of playing with the girls in the make-believe kitchen.
Now, I gotta be honest, man. I can't remember kindergarten. I can't remember kindergarten through, like, third grade.
Yeah.
I can't remember it.
I remember preschool. I went to it was cat. There was a lot of nuns, and I remember that one of the rabbits bit my finger.
Yeah.
And I went and I hid in the back of my mom's car.
Yeah.
And she drove all the way home before she realized that I had snuck back into the car.
Oh man.
And I was in so much trouble.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yes.
But nobody
yelled
that
in a different language.
Nobody noticed a 5-year-old walking out the door. Like what? I don't understand.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
All right. PG movies used to have nudity. It's a different time.
Tamara wrote her sophomore and junior year at high school in West Virginia. She said, lots of mean bullies in that school. Bullies will ruin your life.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
No question about it.
Yeah.
I still hate the town of Rocky Hill just based on it.
Yeah. Barbara wrote, when we moved from Brooklyn to Long Island in 1972, I was in seventh grade. It was a hard adjustment and such a change in my life. It took a long time to adjust. And then I met friends who lived nearby who were in the Bronx and recently had just moved there. We became such great friends and made an instant bond. There's nothing better than being the new kid and then bonding with another new
friend.
Kid.
Finding a friend, right.
Yeah.
Finding a friend.
1-800-330-9999. If you could skip any year of school, what would it be? It's Anna and Raven.
Definitely third grade.
Okay.
The teacher was just awful. She still scares me to this day. I have nightmares.
I mean, do you see her regularly that she still scares you?
No, it's just, you know, trauma.
I had a fourth grade teacher that would chew gum so hard, and he was bald. He had a shaved head, and he was big, big, big guy. And he used to chew gum so hard that the sides of his head would expand like a half inch more on each side. And I'm still terrified of people that chew gum that way. It's not natural.
Yeah, you know, when you're a child, things can traumatize you like that.
But, well, you're in third grade.
Mr. Atkinson, I'm fearful.
I don't even remember who my third grade teacher was, to be honest.
Oh, she was just awful.
I had this one teacher, I'll never forget her. She used to always tell me to stop rolling my eyes at her.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I was rolling my eyes. So I
did you know what rolling your eyes was?
Yeah.
So oh, okay.
I wasn't sure. I was like, am I just doing this subconsciously? And I didn't know that I was doing it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. If you could have skipped any grade, which one would it be?
Dude, it would have been sixth grade. It was the first time I got into a fight, and I got suspended. And the rest of the year, the kids would just make fun of me all the time, calling me Tidy Whitey because my pants got pulled up halfway. Everyone saw my underwear. I don't even wear underwear anymore because of it.
Oh, come on.
Right, just in case. Right. Just in case you get into a fight.
Aww.
Just in case you get into a fight. I mean,
then you're gonna have a different nickname.
How did you do in the rest of the fight? I know that the underwear came out, and that's what people remember, but how do you feel like you did in the rest of the fight? Did you get a couple scraps in?
I don't really remember the rest of the fight, so I probably didn't do too well.
It's just a traumatizing experience. It's like a hockey fight. They get that shirt up and they got you immobilized. They get your drawers out, man, and you were immobilized.
I was. Still immobilized. That happened like 20 years ago.
Right.
If I was your friend, I would still call you Tidy Whitey.
Of course. 100%. Until the day he dies.
Always would be Tidy Whitey.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
At the retirement home. In hospice. I'll take care of your family for you, Tidy Whitey. Be well.
Great. Now your audience is going to call me Tidy Whitey.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?